Thank you.
Muy buenas tardes, aquí estamos en el foro musical de Mr. Q. En Radio Enlace, aquí, 107.5 FM, en las ondas radioenlace.org. Son las 8 y 3 minutitos aquí, una horita menos en Canarias, en Inglaterra. Y como siempre, damos las gracias al cool DJ Gutiérrez, aquí todos los sábados hasta las 8 con vosotros, only con Radio Enlace. Well, yes, welcome back to Radio Enlace, el foro musical de Mr. Q. Turn on the lights, and the show will start with you till 9 o'clock, only with Mr. Q.
Flashback blazers and ate all your razors while pulling the waders, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little Greenie. Ooh. Get back on it. Jean Genie lives on his back. And Jean Genie loves chimney stacks.
Well, back here on the waves, 107.5 FM, and today until 9 o'clock, as you can imagine, we'll be doing a special David Robert Jones program, better known as David Bowie.
He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear, poor little greenie.
Oh, just gone past 7 o'clock here. Sorry, just gone past 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Magical how time goes so fast. Oh yeah, Jean Genie by David Bowie, originally released as a single November 1972. And according to Bowie, it was a kind of Imagine Americana song. Protagonist inspired by Iggy Pop. And the title being an allusion to author Jean Genet, one of Bowie's most famous tracks. It was the lead single for the album Aladdin Sane in 1973. And promoted with a film clip featuring Andy Warhol associated with Serinda Fox. It peaked at number 2 on the UK singles chart. Jean Genie, David Bowie.
Is that
David Bowie?
We continue here with the Golden Years. David Bowie special till 9 o'clock with you, 107.5. Oh yeah.
Lights taking you nowhere.
Angel,
look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young. Lost my feet, I lost my soul. What's I'm begging you, save a little soul. Last night they loved you, opening doors and pulling some strings.
Angel,
then walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine. Down where you once belonged, in the back of a dream car, 20 foot long. Don't cry, my sweet, don't break my heart. Doing all right, but gotta get smart. Wish upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way.
Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
There's my baby lost at all. Once I'm begging you, save a little soul. Let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come with us, baby. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
I'll stay with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing's gonna touch you in these golden years.
Go,
go.
Well, Golden Years, written and recorded by Bowie in 75, originally released in a shortened form as a single in November 75, and in its full-length version in January the following year on the Station to Station album. First track completed during the Station to Station sessions, a period when Bowie's cocaine addiction was at its peak. Thought it was good song to put on right now. At one stage, it was slated to the album's title track. Golden Years, David Bowie. David Bowie special here till 9 o'clock in Radio Enlace con el foro musical de Mr. Kiao.
David Jones, now a little better known as David Bowie. It's all got to stop. They've had enough. The worms are turning. The rebellion of the long hairs is getting underway. They're tired of persecution. They're tired of taunts. They're tired of losing their jobs. They're tired of being sent home from college. They're tired of being sent home from school. They're tired even of being refused the dole. So with the nucleus of some of his friends, a 17-year-old, Davy Jones, has just founded the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Long-Haired Men. Well, here we are. Long-haired men, you've got to have your hair, what, 9 inches long before you can join?
Well, I think we're past that over now.
Have you?
Yes.
Now, exactly who's been cruel to you?
Well, I think we're all fairly tolerant, but for the last 2 years we've had comments like, darling, and can I carry a handbag thrown at us? And I think it's just had to stop now.
But does this surprise you that you get this kind of comment? Because after all, you haven't got really rather long hair, haven't you?
We have, yes. Yeah, it's not too bad, really. No, I like it, and I think we all like long hair. And we don't see why other people should persecute us because of this.
How are you going to set about this campaign?
Well, I don't know. I think the real sort of thing we should do is to try and get more followers behind us so that we can sort of march in protest. Sort of ban the bomb all over again, you know. Only against hair, you know, people persecuted.
Baldermaston.
But I think gradually it will work, yeah. Yeah.
Liza Jane, the first recording released as a single by David Bowie, under the name David Jones with the King Bees. And this event took place in 1964 when Bowie was only 17 years old. Well, the B-side of the single was the Paul Revere and the Raiders song titled Louie Louie Go Home. And both songs on the single were recorded in a 7-hour session at Decca Records in Broadhurst Gardens, West Hampstead. West Hampstead, eh, Andy? Liza Jane, 1964, David Bowie.
British boy whose career will surely develop him into one of the bigger names in the showbiz field. He's a great attraction here at the Marquee, and his name is David Bowie.
Hi.
Well, recorded by Bowie, initially released in 1975, and written by him and Carlos Alomar and John Lennon also, reaching number 17 in the British music charts and number 1 in the Billboard Hot 100 in the USA during the week of 20th of September 1975. Well, not many people knew that this was also co-wrote by Lennon. And the song is included in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. That's fame, David Bowie. Is it any wonder? Las 8:20, un gran saludo a los oyentes ahí. If you're tuning in to Mr. Kiao, nah, I mean. 1975 was probably his period most complicated with drugs. Especially a white substance that we all know about. Or don't. Excuse me. Time for a change here. 20 past 8 o'clock. Paso otro evento. Seguimos en el foro musical de Mr. Q con David Bowie. Changes.
Still don't know what I was waiting for. And my time was running wild. A million dead end streets. And every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to vapes, man. I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Changes.
Gonna have to be a different man. Time may change me, but I can't trace time. Yeah. I watch the ripples change the size, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't tell them to blow up on out of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Where's your shame? You've left us up to her next event.
Time may change me, but you can't twist time. Strange fascination, fascinating. Our changes are taking the face I'm going through. Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Oh, look out, you rock and rollers.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Pretty soon now you're gonna get old.
Originally released on the album Hunky Dory in December 1971 and as a single in January 72. Missing the Billboard Top 40. Habit Changes is a great song. And despite the fact that this song, The Man Who Sold the World, was released in North America 2 years prior, this was the last song Bowie performed live on stage, 2006. And we carry on with a great track here, Starman. All about Mr. David Bowie here till 9 o'clock in El Foro Musical de Mr. Keogh.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, that was so he said. Then the loud sound that seemed to fight came back like a slow voice on a wave of fight. That was no DJ, that was Hazy. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He's told us not to blow it, 'cause he knows it's all worthwhile. He told me, let the children use it. Let the children use it. Let all the children do get.
Starman, written by David in 1972, released as a single that April. The song was a late addition to the rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Included at the insistence of RCA's Denise Katz, who heard a demo and loved the track, believing it would make a great single. And it replaced the Chuck Berry cover, Round and Round. Well, become one of the most beautiful songs in pop history. David Robert Jones, 8th of January 1947, unfortunately, to the 10th of January 2016. Well, a big shout goes out to all the fans out there, all the David Bowie fans, and everybody else who's tuning in here on El Foro Musical de Mr. Q until 9 o'clock with the Bowie special, Space Oddity, 1969 version.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7, 6.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition,
1.
And may God's love
lift
be
off
with you.
¿A ti te gusta Mr. Q?
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule. Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door. And I'm floating in a most peculiar way. And the stars look very different today. For here am I sitting in a tin can.
Just gone past 8:30 here. Ya han pasado las 8:30, una horita menos en Inglaterra, en las Canarias. Space Oddity de David Bowie, released as a music single in July 1969. The song exists in two different 69 versions, the original and shorter version. This was the shorter one, you know what I mean? And was used in the promotional film Love You Till Tuesday. The longer re-recorded version of the song was included as the opening song for the 1969 album David Bowie.
I'm a mama papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and rollin' bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. Just smoke it like a big monkey bird. And I'm busting up my brain for the world. Your electric arm, baby.
to David Bowie's special Moonage Daydream, 1971, first released as a single with the band Arnold Korns.
Such a holy place to be.
And a re-recorded version featuring Bowie and his backing band, The Spiders from Mars, was released in 1972.
You know you really
can. On the album The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars. Well, all about DB here, yes. This song tells of an alien messiah and hints of his destiny to save the world from the impending disaster described in Bowie's 5 years. Well, maybe Bowie, wherever he is now, will be able to save us from all the crap that's going on in this world. We're all going to miss him very, very dearly. One of the greatest, probably, certainly one of the greatest icons of the 20th century in the field of music, songwriting, performer, artist, creator, you name it, lover. Big shout to all listeners out there. We just had a lovely visit here by Mr. Alex Starstuff, who's just arrived in studio. Tuning in also to Mr. David Bowie till 9 o'clock. And a little message here from the Foro Musicale, Mr. Q. If Sun-Seeking Andy is tuning in here, 107.5 FM, a big hug and a big kiss from Road Dog and Sassy. You came around last Tuesday, but they were grafting, I mean. Well, a big hug and a big kiss from them, the rock and roll couple from London, to the daydreaming Sunseeker, also in London. And here with the Brixton lad, David Bowie. Daydream here with David Bowie on guitar, Mick Ronson, great guitar lead there. We continue till 9 o'clock with Mr. Ziggy, the White Duke, or Mr. David Bowie. Great man, life on Mars was what he wanted.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seats with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those gay men go. It's a freaky show. Take a look at the is their life on Mars.
has tortured brow, that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Blue Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing more, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to vote for some sailors piping in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's a pinky a shell. Take a look at the long man beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars?
Life on Mars, also known as Is There Life on Mars, by Bowie, first released in 1971 on the album Hunky Dory, and also released as a single with piano Rick Wakeman, and described by the BBC and Radio 2 as a cross between a Broadway musical and a Salvador Dali painting. Mr. Q. '70, we continue with David Bowie, the man who sold the world, made famous by another singer also.
Passed up on the stairs, we spoke of what and when. Although I wasn't there, he said I was his friend, which came as some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone a long, long time ago. I know. And made my way back home. I searched for form and land. For years and years I roamed. I gazed a gazeless stare at all the millions here. We must have died alone a long, long time ago. Who knows? Not me. We never lost control. Your face to face with the man who sold the world.
A song written by Bowie, the title track to his third album, which was released in the US in November 1970 and the UK in April 1971, and covered by a number of other artists, as I mentioned earlier, notably Lulu, who had it as number 3 in the UK charts, and also by Nirvana in 1993, performing this song on the television program MTV Unplugged, and introducing it to a new audience, and introducing Bowie to the youngsters out there. Also a big shout to Clara, if you're listening in Madrid, I think, or in Toledo, well, a big shout from Alex Starstaff. He's going to give a big shout. There you go, Alex, a little
hello,
shout.
Hello,
that's Alex in the studio, just arrived. The man who sold the world. Well, he certainly sold it to us, eh? I mean, who is not a David Bowie fan? Admit it. Inspiration or explanation? Well, the next song, Sorrow, a song first recorded by the McCoys in 1965. It became a big hit in the UK in a version by the Merseys. And the song contains the lyric, "With your long blonde hair and your eyes of blue," which reappears as a musical quote on the Beatles track, "It's All Too Much" from Yellow Submarine. Recorded by David Bowie and was also a hit in 1973. That is Sorrow, the McCoy song, one of the great tracks that we can't miss here. Only in El Foro Musical de Mr. Kyo.
Too long blonde hair and your eyes are blue. The only thing I ever got from you was sorrow. Sorrow. You acted funny trying to spend my money. You're out there playing high-class games of sorrow. Sorrow. You never do what you know you ought to. Something tells me you're the devil's daughter. Sorrow. Sorrow.
David Robert Jones, born in 1947, 8th of January, in South London, in Brixton, actually. And he developed an interesting interest in music while at Burnt Ash Junior School and showed loads of aptitude in singing and playing the recorder, amongst other things. A little bit more about Bowie in a minute. We've just listened to Sorrow, one track written by the McCoys and produced, came out with him in 1973. Sound and Vision is our next one, a song and single which appeared on the album Low in 1977, and the song notable for juxtaposing an uplifting guitar and synthesizer-led instrumental track with Bowie's withdrawn lyrics. And in keeping with the minimalist approach of Low, Bowie originally recorded the track as an instrumental, bar the backing vocal. Then he recorded his vocal after the rest of the band had left the studio before trimming verses off the lyrics and leaving a relatively lengthy instrumental intro on the finished song, which we're listening to right now. Selected as the first single from the album Sound and Vision, it was used by the BBC, wankers, on trailers at the time, and this provided considerable exposure to promote Bowie, the single himself, and helping the song to reach number 3. And he first performed this live at Earls Court in 1978, 1st of July. After which it was a regular for his live concerts. And one of the greatest hits in his Sound and Vision tour. Sound and Vision, David Bowie.
Don't you wonder sometimes about Sound and Vision?
Continue here until 9 o'clock with Mr. Bowie, Rebel Rebel, released in 1974 on the Diamond Dogs album, and probably one of his most covered tracks. Farewell for him to the glam rock movement that he had helped to pioneer. Rebel Rebel, for all listeners out there, only in Info Musicale de Mr. Kyo. Greatest rebels that we've ever had in the music industry, David Bowie, born in Brixton, South London. His mother, Margaret Mary Peggy, born Burns, of Irish descent. And his father was a great Yorkshireman, John Jones. Well, in 1953, Bowie left Brixton for the suburb of Bromley, just outside London. It was outside London then, anyway. And he went through all sorts of things at school, including the choirs. But a great impact for him was Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry, and all the 50s great rock and rollers. David Bowie studied art, music, and design, including layout and typesetting. After his half-brother, Terry Burns, introduced him to modern jazz, his enthusiasm for players like Charles Mingus and John Coltrane led his mother to give him a plastic alto saxophone in 1961, and he was soon receiving lessons from a local musician. That was the launch pad for David Bowie. 1962. He also claims to have seen, or gone to a pub in 1963 to see the Rolling Stones playing. Don't you And apparently he said there was only like six or seven guys there. And somebody shouted, "Get a fucking haircut." And Mick Jagger apparently turned around and said, "Well, it's the same as yours, you bastard." So that was a start for the rebel scene for David Bowie. Becoming a mod in the 60s. The glam rock god in the 70s. And the wonderful chameleon that we all know, David Bowie. Five to 9 o'clock here, one or two more songs left. Under Pressure, 1981 song originally recorded by Queen and David Bowie, and later included in Queen's 1982 album Hot Space. The song reached number one on the UK singles and became the group's second number one hit in their home country after Bohemian Rhapsody. Well, here we go, Under Pressure with Freddie Mercury and David Bowie, only in El Fondo Musical de Mr. Kiao. We're all the way here from Radio Lafe. Shout to all listeners out there, London, Toledo, Madrid, Basque Country, everywhere in the world. Clara, big kiss from Alex here. And we'd love to see you soon. In the Foro Musical de Mr. Q, we're going to finish off today with probably one of the tracks that everybody loves. Heroes is the 12th studio album by David Bowie, released in 1977. The second installment of his Berlin trilogy with Brian Eno. Heroes developed further the sound of Low. And of the three albums, it was the only one wholly recorded in Berlin. The title track remains one of Bowie's best known, and the album is considered one of his best by critics, notably for the contributions of guitarist Robert Fripp, who flew in from the US to record his parts in one day. It was named Enemy Album of the Year. And here we go with Heroes from Foro Musical de Mr. Q.
Under pressure.
Coming up to 9 o'clock here, who gives a toss? David Bowie is the man to hear. Son las 9, pero terminamos aquí con David Bowie. January this year, a couple of days ago, the days after his 69th birthday and the release of his new album, Black Star, Bowie has left us with liver cancer in his New York City apartment, diagnosed 18 months earlier. What a total surprise to the whole media in the world. He was a very private man, didn't tell anybody.
Though nothing, nothing will keep us together. We can beat them forever and ever.
And a poignant few words from Bowie's producer, Tony Visconti, who says,
just for one day,
he always did what he wanted to do. And he wanted to do it his way. And he wanted to do it in the best way. That's David Bowie for you. The chameleon of our rock and pop legends. To 5 minutes past 9 o'clock, las nueve tengo aquí, os digo adiós de la parte del foro musical de Mr. Q para hoy sábado, un día triste que recordamos a David Bowie, David Robert Jones, one of the biggest heroes for everybody. And it's goodbye from Mr. Q, and it will be goodbye from David Bowie, David Robert Jones, January the 8th, 1947, to the 10th of January, 2016. And here's a little goodbye from Mr. Bowie himself.